Okay, we'll call back to order. Next on our list is parcel number 7100426-000, Jeffrey Carlson. And the way we're going to proceed, we're going to go ahead and introduce ourselves to you, and then we'll have to swear you in before we get started. So we'll go around the room.
I'm Chrissy Lewis, the assessor.
Yes. Donna Beck, Chief Deputy Assessor.
Cherise Martin, Assessor's Office.
Melinda Reynolds, EQ Board.
Kent Baker, EQ Board.
Lou Ann Deere, Chair.
Jeff Stevens, EQ Board.
Glenda Mutchie, EQ Board.
Margaret Darger, County Clerk.
And Dale. Yeah. Dale, you introduce yourself and then we'll have him.
Oh, okay. Dale Wamsley, Total Substance Solutions.
And if you'll state your name for us. Carlson.
I am Jeffrey Carlson.
Great. If you'll remain standing, Margaret's going to swear you in, Mr. Carlson.
Do you swear to tell the truth, tell the truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Okay. All right. The tax side is going to give their information first, and then we'll come over to you. So, Dale?
Okay. This is on number 8, Brandywine Coal here in Conway. It is, let's see, built in 1987, and we got 2796 heated and cooled area in it, and a garage on the end. It is two stories. We've got it on currently, if the math is right, I didn't do it, at $107.79 a foot. We've got some comps here. This is in the Jefferson Place subdivision. Mm-hmm. And the comps we got are some Oak Forest subdivision. I've got one at 20 White Oak Drive that sold for $140.69 in 22. Got another one here, 13 Water Oak Drive. It has 2351 square feet, built in 78, $144 a foot. I got one down here at Red Oak Drive, built in 78, 2264 square feet, and 22 it sold for $112.59. That's the lowest one I've got, and this pretty well goes on at about $140 a foot. I don't see any reason to change this at $107 a foot, unless there's some circumstances inside we don't know about, haven't seen, or something that we just don't know.
Okay.
I'll let him tell you about that.
Okay, Mr. Carlson?
Yes. When I noticed that my taxes were going to increase, I started the process of contesting that. I was told to first call the assessor, not the assessor, but the appraiser. I did that. The conversation only lasted 2 minutes. I've never talked to somebody so diametrically opposed in my life. The first issue I have is the appraisal shows that I have three full bathrooms. I do not have three full bathrooms. I have a half bathroom downstairs, and I have a full bathroom upstairs, and the master bathroom is a three-quarter bathroom. However, I'm not going to argue frivolously. I will say that it is a full bathroom so that I do not come across as combative.
She's adjusting that right now. I just now saw that and said, did you see this? And she said no, and she's just now changing it.
Okay.
What did she change?
three full buys?
Two and a half.
He had written that on here, and I just now noticed it and asked her if she'd seen that, and she said no, so she's changing.
Okay.
What is the difference between a house with three full bathrooms versus a house with two and a half bathrooms? I'm not an appraiser.
Not much.
I'm not in real estate. It's not much,
but your tax per chattel.
Now, in 2020, I saw that there was an appraisal. It went from $216,000 to $260,750. I have never done any major remodeling to this house. It is essentially the same house that I inherited from my father when he died in 2012. The most I've done to that house is replace the carpet upstairs, hardwood floors downstairs, replace the air conditioning units, and two garage doors. That's it. It's never had an extensive remodel. Now, I do not understand why my house went up $44,550. That is a big jump. I did not contest it because I thought, well, you know, I believe in my government, and you know, maybe the housing market is just that strong right now. Now we're going from $260,750 up to $273,000. And that is just simply too high. Every time the value of the house goes up, I pay more taxes. I'm a citizen, I have to pay taxes. I don't have a problem with that. However, my homeowner's insurance goes up every time. I used to pay quarterly payments of $342 pay it quarterly. Now I'm paying $569. It's just getting to the point where the house is getting to the point of being, you know, unaffordable. Now, the phone call I had with the appraiser that only lasted 2 minutes, he was telling me that he was basing the value off my house based off of the sale of the house at 24 Lexington and then also from 5 Brandywine Cove. This is not going to be a fair comparison. The houses there in Jefferson Place are an eclectic collection of houses that were built. They're all different. The lots are all different. You have to appraise them individually to get the correct value. I don't believe the appraiser came to my house in 2020. He did not come to my house this year either. There's a mistake on the bathrooms. I don't think that's a mistake. I think that was done intentionally to raise the value of the house in order to get increased taxes. Now, the house at 24 Lexington, that house was for sale a few years ago. I bid on that house. I went to the open house. That house has been fully remodeled. It is a beautiful house, clean, in near perfect condition. It has a detached garage. My property does not have a detached garage. It is not remodeled. It does not have the furnishings that that house has. So it's not really a fair comparison. As far as the house at 5 Brandywine Cove, that house is near a mansion. The lower floor itself is almost the entire square footage of my house. Not quite, but near it. That house is over 3,000 square feet. It has three air conditioners, not just regular air conditioners, 10-ton units. It currently has a duct on the side of the house that was recently installed. That house has been remodeled since the death of the woman Brashear. That house has had extensive remodeling, brand new roof, plumbers, electricians, carpenters, landscapers. That house is essentially in new condition. My house is not in new condition. My house is still nice, but it's dated. It has not been remodeled. So to jump the value up to $273,000 seems a bit unfair, given that that house was built for $140,000. How can a house nearly double in value in 24 years, or in the 30-something years, how can it double in value if it has not had extensive renovations? Now, I understand the appraiser talks about square feet. Depending on what house you're talking about, a square foot is a square foot. But if I have a house that has marble floors and gold fixtures and things like that, that square foot is not the same as a house that has, say, dirt floors or cinder block walls. A square foot may be a square foot, but it's not an accurate comparison. The appraisal should have been done with someone coming to my house and walking through it and looking through to see, because condition matters when it comes to valuing the house. Now, I have noticed on the house at 5 Brandywine Cove that in 2003, the house, for some reason, lost approximately $40,000 in value. How can this be? And if my house is being based from what the appraiser said, if that house lost $40,000, why didn't my house lose $40,000? Why didn't the rest of the houses on Brandywine Cove lose $40,000? I'm seeing numbers jump around, and there's no real logic to it. The house at 24 Lexington, when it sold for $350,000. I put a bid in at $316,000. At that time, I believe it was appraised for somewhere between $280,000 and $300,000. My point being, the buyer overpaid to get that house. Whenever people are buying houses, if enough buyers are wanting to buy, you can get into a bidding war. And just because a house sells for a high price does not actually mean that it's worth that price. I am wanting my property to be revalued for what it is truly worth in the condition it's in. In 2015, it was showing $211,000. By 2020, it's at $216,000. That is approximately $5,000, give or take a little bit. I haven't done the math, but you get the idea. Now, all of a sudden, from 2021 to the proposed value in 2024, my house has appreciated $80,000 in value. This is ridiculous. The house has not appraised, the house has not gained that much value. It just simply is not. And the only reason that I can see someone valuing it that high is because they're simply trying to increase the amount of taxes I will pay. And I am against that. I'm not against paying my taxes, but I'm against having to pay even more taxes because someone simply says, hey, we need to have a countywide reappraisal. Home prices are supposed to be sticky. That's an economic term, meaning they're supposed to be slow to move in the short term, but be variable in the long term. I don't see stickiness at all. All I see is up. And I object to that. I want my house to be valued at $235,000. Also, I have an issue with the price of the lot. Every lot in the Jefferson Place subdivision is different. My lot is essentially a trapezoid. Other lots are squares. Some of them are squarish. But the appraiser has the lot at $25,000. How does a lot itself increase in value? How does it appreciate? It's just earth. Nothing has changed since it was built in 1987. The appraiser has it at $28,000. I want to back that down to $25,000. I want to lower the overall value to where I can continue to live in my home. I would like to request to exercise my right of no more than a 5% increase based off the homestead provisions. I live there. It is my forever house. I want to die in that house like my father did. I think the appraiser has a motivation. I think someone has pushed him to increase the values so that the taxes go up and there are more revenue for the county government.
Dale, do you have a rebuttal?
Well, I would just like to point out, I've done this for 40 years. I've been called all kinds of names, but that's the first time I've been accused of raising it, because I can't. You know, apparently, you don't go grocery shopping, you don't put gas in a car. Everything.
Yes, I do.
what's happened to prices lately? Everything has gone up. Everything. I said, I've done this 40 years. I've never seen an increase.
Why do you have listed that my house has 3 full bathrooms when it is 2 and a half?
We got that.
That's changed.
Yeah, that's okay, but you put that down, though. That is false.
How much did you stop it?
We corrected it. It was $1,417 total value, which made $14.34 a year in taxes.
In tax difference. Yes. By changing that.
And you know, nobody's out to get you. I don't know you. I've never met you.
We don't come inside the house either. We measure outside walls. And so those plumbing issues are estimated a lot of times because we can't tell from the outside walls how many bathrooms there are inside.
The building plan from 1987.
We don't get those building plans.
We don't have any of that.
We don't come inside your home.
It's a mass appraisal, not appraisal.
We don't come into individual appraisals either. We're not fee appraisers. We're mass appraisal.
If I was to do an appraisal on this house for fee work, I believe I'd be a lot higher than $107 a foot.
Yeah.
Houses are selling for $140 to $150 a foot.
And that's just average.
As far as your insurance goes, I don't know how that works, but they just raised mine $40,000 worth. Or $40 a square foot because the replacement costs new.
Explain the discrepancy in the 5 Brandy Wine Cove house. Why did it go down $40,000?
Have you ever heard of a short sale? You have any idea what a short sale is? I got a couple, 2 or 3 people right here to tell you in a second. These people might have needed to move. They might have got a divorce.
What number?
They might
have
been going bankrupt.
5 Brandy Wine Cove.
It's so many issues. You can't go by that. I mean, that's just...
That's what insurance companies go by.
I don't know how insurance companies come up with it. The way they explained it to me, they used a replacement cost new. If the cost goes up, you know, if you've got your house insurance, covers $120 a foot replacement. That's what they go by, what it takes to replace the house if it burns.
We're not sure
because
that's not our expertise.
You cannot replace it for
$100,000. We corrected the square footage.
Period.
Okay, and then...
You can't get the lumber.
We corrected their square footage is the reason it went down.
On 5?
On 5 Brandywine.
On that end.
Fine.
Okay.
Go ahead, do what you want.
Yeah.
All right. Let's look here real quick. Anything?
Just for the record, too, we pulled the deeds from the circuit clerk's office for the 2023 year, and that's what they are using for the mass appraisal for the entire county for different areas. It's actual valid deeds that are pulled for this entire county that this reappraisal is using. It's actual market sales that for prices that people are actually paying for these homes. It's not just made up data.
I understand, but one of my points about the 24 Lexington house is, if buyers get into a bidding war because...
I get that. Those houses have to appraise for that, though, do they not?
Right. Not if they're paying cash.
Well,
it depends on the agent. It depends if the agent requests or the buyer requests an appraisal on a cash offer. Right now, it's supply and demand. But through the years, you were asking how it can change so much. There's a lot of factors in that, supply and demand. Another one is millage increases for your schools.
Yes.
And right now we're now on reappraisal, and I think the whole state is, every 4 years.
Yes.
So my suggestion would be, if you're concerned with it, we need proof of what you are wanting. And right now I'm not seeing any of the proof because they have to go by mass appraisal across the county, not just one little area and pick it. They got to go. It's a mass appraisal.
Well, I understand that, but, I mean, each house is different.
Always,
and,
always.
And, I mean, to have a one-size-fits-all.
And it's legislation, too, that makes us do reappraisal. Like, we didn't just choose in this county.
I understand that. I'm not accusing anybody of any kind of dishonesty. I just have an issue with the three bathrooms when it was not three.
Well, that's because we can't go inside and we didn't know.
Yeah.
That's not just yours. That happens.
That happens a lot.
Yeah, and you could have let us know anytime you noticed that on our property card at any point. We could have corrected that at any time.
Well, back then I didn't question it because I knew that the housing market had recovered. It was very strong. I understand prices go up. I understand that. Now, back in the mortgage crisis of 2007, 8, and 9, houses were appreciating in value at, you know, a record pace. People were getting mortgages based off of those appraisals to get the selling price. The housing market collapsed. You had people whose homes lost value and they had mortgages for a loan value that exceeded the price of the house. As I said before, housing prices should be sticky in the short term. I just cannot see how from 21 to 24, my house has magically gained 80-something thousand dollars. I just don't see it based off the condition of the house. I mean, it's the same house. It's just too high. It's just simply too high. If you look at the historical, you know, figures here, I mean, 216 to 273, the market may be strong and prices may be going up. But in the future, we're going to see the Federal Reserve lower the interest rates.
When the interest, really going up,
yeah. Mm-hmm. When interest rates go down,
houses will go up. That's the general rule.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Does the board have anything?
No, I think I've heard enough.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
I make a motion for no change.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that there's no change on the property. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion is passed. The value will stay at 301.
We did update the bathrooms.
Oh, okay, that's right.
What's the new
value?
The new value?
New
value, I wrote it down.
With the correction on the bathrooms, is
299,993.
Yeah,
that's what I got.
Okay. $299,993. Okay. Thank you very much for coming in. All right, we're going to take a quick recess. Well, we may, okay, here, because now we have a break.